Alice Gerritsen gained nationwide acclaim for her first medical suspense novel, Harvest. Tess, an MD turned author, went on to write a slew of bestsellers, including The Bone Garden and Gravity. She is the creator of the immensely popular books featuring the Rizzoli and Isles characters, now a hit show on TNT. Today we'll speak with Tess about her important work for Alzheimer's research, the disease that tragically claimed her father. And we'll discuss her latest Rizzoli and Isles thriller, Die Again. Tess, welcome back to the Book Report.
Well, it's great to be back.
This is your second crowdsourced War on Alzheimer's campaign. Tell us about the results of the 2013 campaign.
We raised, along with the donors and my matching funds, we raised over $50,000 for Alzheimer's research. And I think what's different about it is that it went directly to science. It didn't go through, administrative stuff. It went right to the researchers who are working at Scripps Institute.
How did you choose to partner with the Scripps Institute?
A couple of reasons. I'm from San Diego, so I was familiar with the Scripps Research Institute, which is in La Jolla. And I'm also very aware that they have been on the forefront of a lot of basic biomedical research, and they're internationally known. They have a couple of Nobel Prize winners. But I think what mainly I was interested in was that it's basic research. And I think people who are not scientists don't understand that in order to get a cure, you need to start off with the building blocks of understanding disease process. And that's what they're doing.
How can listeners contribute this time around?
They can go to my website for information. We are doing it through GoFundMe. As little as $5 will enter you into a drawing for the contest, with two grand prize winners getting to name a character in my next Rizzoli and Isles novel.
Okay, I understand one element of the first campaign was offering fans a chance to name characters in Die Again. Which were those characters?
One of the winners, I asked both of them, what is the name you want to use? And he said, I want you to name it after my mother who died of Alzheimer's. And her name was Millie. And Millie ended up being one of the major characters in Die Again. She ended up being a real scrappy survivor who manages to walk out of the African bush alive after a horrifying experience, and she helps Jane catch a killer. So that turned into a really major character.
She was quite a gal. And the other one?
The other one was named after a female police detective who also helps Jane crack the case.
Okay, let's talk more about Die Again. I love the parallel storylines, one in Boston, one in Botswana. Did you actually travel to Botswana before you wrote the book?
I had been on safari in South Africa, but I wanted to use a country that was a little more remote, one that you wouldn't have all the tourist infrastructure that South Africa does. And having read a lot about Botswana, I understand that it's possible to have an authentic bush experience there still.
Yeah, in the Okavango Delta, I've been there, and you are miles from nowhere. So did you get as far out into the bush as your characters?
We had a very comfortable safari. We were in jeeps, but at the end of the night, it was always hot running water.
Did you have a favorite animal to watch in the wild?
I love African elephants. I think they're so touching. They're so moving. You just feel like they understand what you're doing there, and they can communicate. One came right up to our jeep and just stared at me, and that big, beautiful eye just looking right at me. There was just something there.
And I love to see the little babies walking, underneath their mother's feet. That is so amazing.
It is, and their ears are so big, it's like they can't help but trip over them.
Die Again is number 11 in this series. How do you keep the adventure so compelling? Did storylines just pop into your head for the next Rizzoli and Isles adventure?
I'm never short of ideas. I think the best way to keep a long-running series fresh is that your characters are not static. That there's always something going on in their lives. It's like real life, when you have a friend and they have their ups and downs and they fall in and out of love or they have fights with their mothers and their spouses. As long as that is continuing to go on, that's very organic in terms of real human life, I think that keeps it fresh and interesting because readers want to find out what happens to them next.
We're speaking with Tess Gerritsen on The Book Report. Now, you have another book coming out this fall. It's called Playing with Fire. It's a standalone thriller. And tell us a little about that.
That one, it was a gift, I have to say. It was a gift from the universe. I was in Venice for my birthday, and I had a nightmare. And I dreamt that I was playing my violin, and a baby sat next to me, and the baby turned into a monster. And I woke up, you know, kind of like shaken by the whole premise. I thought, what is this all about the power of music to channel evil? And that is really what started the stories. Music has such an effect on people, and maybe even generations later, music can transmit evil. So, I really didn't know much beyond that. As I was walking around Venice that day, I ended up in the old Jewish ghetto, and that was when the whole story came to me. So it's not just about a piece of music, which seems to make this woman's life fall apart. She picks it up at an antique store, and every time she plays it on her violin, her 3-year-old daughter goes berserk. She doesn't know why. So she has to find the history behind this music. And in parallel, I show you the story that takes place 70 years earlier in wartime Venice of the composer, and we see where this music comes from. But the real gift that I got from the universe was after about 2/3 of the way writing this book, and I'm describing this music in great detail, I woke up one morning and the melody was in my head. So I also composed the violin piano piece for it, and that will be part of the story. I mean, you read the story, then you can go online and listen to the music.
Do you think the music will also be in the audiobook?
Yes, it will be in the audiobook. I think we're trying to arrange sections so that there'll be things, you know, that introduce various chapters. But the entire music should be part of the audiobook, yes.
Wow. Do you work on more than one book at a time?
No, I don't. It's true that when I'm writing a book, the ideas for the next book are coming into my head, but I've never tried writing two books at once. I think it's just too hard just to focus on one book.
And when can we expect your next Rizzoli and Isles book?
Probably not till the fall of 2016.
Okay. Now, you live in Maine. I'm wondering if you ever bump into another maniac, Mr. Stephen King?
I have met him. He is a brilliant man, and I don't mean just as a writer. I think he's just got this mind that works, a mile a minute. He's just so quick. I have played. I was a guest artist for one of the Rock Bottom Remainders.
Oh.
Try to tell me how a violin fits into that. I had trouble.
Well, I've seen the Rock Bottom Remainders at the Miami Book Fair several times, and I think any instrument would blend in beautifully.
Yes, I have met him. And, you know, Maine is, at least our Chamber of Commerce tells us, that we have more writers per capita in this state than any state in the country.
Ah, well, I guess it's all that cold weather that keeps you inside, huh?
It must be, and the beauty of just living here and the peace and quiet.
Any final thoughts about Die Again?
Only that I think that what I loved most about it was my chance to explore the lives of cats. And there's a lot about cats, both large and small, in that book. I grew up with cats. I love cats. But I've always felt we never really domesticated them, that they've domesticated us. And so to play around with cat behavior was a lot of fun.
Okay, tell us one more time how listeners can contribute to your War on Alzheimer's campaign.
They can go to my website, and there will be a link to the GoFundMe page. And I think we're running this until the end of September. But if they give as little as $5, they have a chance to name a character for the next book.
Okay. Well, Tess, I loved Die Again, and I really salute your efforts on the war on Alzheimer's. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
All righty. Bye.
Bye-bye.